to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife and his family, still very much in love with all. I haven't turned away from anyone. Obviously, that's not shared. A couple things, and then about the video that went online today. One is, I was really having a serious attitude problem today. And I was wondering why. Well, I got some cinnamon recently, stuff that I've had before. I really enjoyed Red Ape cinnamon. I've actually had an email exchange with the owner of the company years ago. But it's good cinnamon. I enjoy it. But when it came, it was a little pack in there of kind of sprinkles that were, you know, nice cinnamon and so forth, and sugar. And I had some. And I think what's happened is that I am so off of sugar, that little bit I had, I paid a huge price for it. It affected my attitude greatly. I've thrown it away. But I think one of the reasons why it was so noticeable with me is because of the fact I simply don't have sugar. And so when it shows up, it shows up. My body isn't used to it. But I think that should be also an indication for those who are on sugar, what it's doing to you. And of course, I'm talking refined sugar, but anyway, that's a big subject. I also noticed the news media announced an event that NASA or was it the European Space Agency, somebody caught allegedly a star being swallowed up by a black hole. And they put this video animation of it online. They don't say it's a video animation of it online, but it is. It's clear. Because they claim it's 250 million light years away. And it's kind of like, no, this is too clear a picture. But that happens often. You will find, I remember a couple of years ago, they said, okay, we found exoplanets, as they call them. Planets in far away with other stars and so forth. And what they did is they show an image that is, because the way that's done is they look at a star and they see it dim for a moment and come back. From that, they can say, oh, a planet was between the star and us going by, and we can see, you know, a rotational period and things of that nature. And that's how they assume that their planet's there. It's not because they have a picture like the graphic that they show. The important thing about that, just like the one star allegedly being swallowed up and the exoplanets that they show these nice pretty color images of, they give you the idea that this is what we have evidence for. There's no evidence whatsoever. It's looking at a speck and getting this huge, huge thing. It's fallacy. What it does is it helps keep the industry going because it keeps people excited. Oh, they're doing wonderful work. No, it's fraud. It is absolute fraud. But it keeps your paycheck coming. Boy, we can get on that, can't we? But obviously, one other thing. I wanted to talk with George, as you know, because he did reach out to me. So I did the video to him, and I called it Crystal Locked Again. Because my anticipation, as I observe both history and current events, it's going to happen again. And in a sense, like I say, it has. Because what do you see rioters doing? They go around breaking glass of businesses and so forth. If you remember back, what do they call it, whatever, in Seattle a few years ago when the G20 was in Seattle, and there were all sorts of protests and riots, and a lot of them became violent. And I forget who it was, but several found and were able to show. A lot of these were provocateurs paid for by the U.S. government in order to cause tension. There's a gentleman in Canada. What's his name? He has a site, pressfortruth.ca. He did a video called Into the Fire some years ago, which discussed when, I think it was the G20, it was in Canada, and were they caught on camera, provocateurs causing riots, and they were policemen in disguise. And you see that there's been several events where that's been exposed in the United States, where provocateurs, government-sponsored provocateurs, do this, instill riots. So it happens, and of course they break glass. And what is Kristallnacht? The night of broken glass. So the analogy is really strong. And what's happening right now? You know, a lot of these protesters are being bussed in. Expenses paid. You know, it's a vacation trip for them. They're paid protesters. And that's the world my family is going to be in. If you do any study on Kristallnacht, what happened to the culture in Germany, watch, look, it's happening again. And as I said in the video, the only difference is now we say Hail Victory instead of Sieg Heil. Otherwise, it's identical. And I'm concerned for my family. Just one other thing. I know it's really long. I did put because I figured my family will ignore the email, so I did put it on online. It's got pretty. I think it's not a catchy title, so I haven't got many views. I've got about 20 total, so not much. But of course, first day. But I did get a comment, which is not normal, from somebody who I did check into him. Apparently he is has strong attitudes, and it says Marxist lies, false history, never happened, hate propaganda, and some obscenities. So just rambling. But I think the point is my kids will have to deal with that. There are, you can see in the scripture over and over again how crowds are stirred up. yeah, it is the Acts 19 where a crowd is stirred up. That crowd is called the Ecclesia. That's a long subject in itself. But Ecclesia, where we translate it into church, except in Acts 19. Wonder why that is. Because Ecclesia is poorly translated to church, but that's another issue. I did the video, and I made it public, because I wanted, hopefully, I would suggest, that is a very good history lesson. And I would think insightful. In a lot of respects. There's two versions of it. There's the version that's at Kozlowski.org that was from yesterday, and the one that has the overlays and whatnot today. The version yesterday, there's the first minute of it was clipped from the version for today, because it addresses my family. Addresses George. Because I love my son. All of them. I love my daughters. And I love my wife. I'm trying to love them by proclaiming this to them. My lady, your husband loves you and won't turn from you.